This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day to sort out the emerging spat between Dr. Anthony Fauci, who will continue in his role as America's number one infectious disease fighter. He will continue in that role with a new administration. There will be a new administration January 20th. Which, believe it or not, is incredibly rapidly approaching. It's just, what is it? It's 3 weeks and 2 days from now. Amazing. We will get to that squabble. We'll also get to the very latest on the Georgia runoff and why the two Georgia senators who are fighting for their political lives, Kelly Loeffler and Senator David Perdue, why they are in such a tremendously uncomfortable position. We'll also talk about a new drive for reparations. Why? Because there's an attempt to tie that to allowing Nancy Pelosi to continue as speaker. And there is now a countervailing force, and I use that term advisedly, in the House against the squad. Yeah, it's not just the squad versus the Democratic establishment. Now it's the squad versus the force. What is the force? Well, let the force be with you. It's four freshman Republicans supplemented by three other Republican newcomers who are mostly female, almost entirely female, and mostly what is called people of color. And very conservative, and very enthusiastic, and very energized to make a difference for the conservative movement and the American people. We'll talk a little bit about the force as well. First up, where do we stand with the pandemic? And where we stand with the pandemic is we're getting, it's not really a mixed message, but it's a two-part message. Message number one is don't expect things to immediately get better or to relax your precautions simply because there are vaccines that are happening out there. The vaccines are not being administered as quickly as we had hoped. There will not be 20 million or anywhere close to 20 million people who are vaccinated within the next couple of weeks. It's going to take a while. But despite the fact it will take a while, there's general optimism about what is happening and about our ability to begin to think about a return somewhat to normal life. Does that mean people will give up masks entirely? That people will give up social distancing? No. And certainly not for the near term. Dr. Fauci and others are warning Americans about a surge upon a surge. We had a big surge after Thanksgiving because too many people ignored the kind of precautions that a lot of the responsible medical officials were urging. Now, what happens now? When do we get the herd immunity that actually can guarantee Americans something like a return to normal life? That was an issue taken up by Dr. Anthony Fauci on CNN with Dana Bash. She asked a strong question on of Dr. Fauci. That's a clip 9A, Jeremy.
You acknowledged to the New York Times that you've moved the goalposts in terms of what it would take to reach so-called herd immunity in the United States. Here's what you said. You said when polls said about when polls said only about half of all Americans would take a vaccine, I was saying herd immunity would take 70 to 75%. Then when newer surveys said 60% or more would take it, I thought I can nudge this up a bit. So I went to 80, 85, and then you go on to say that it may be as high as 90%. So my question is, why weren't you straight with the American people about this to begin with?
Okay, and the answer from Dr. Fauci, 9B.
No, actually, Dana, I don't think it could be interpreted as being straight or not. We have to realize that we have to be humble and realize what we don't know. These are pure estimates, and the calculations that I made, 70-75%, it's a range. The range is going to be somewhere between 70-85%. The reason I first started saying 70-75, I brought it up to 85. That's not a big leap to go from 75-85. It was really based on calculations and pure extrapolations from measles. Measles is about 98% effective vaccine. The COVID-19 vaccine is about 94-95%. When you get below 90% of the population vaccinated with measles, you start seeing a breakthrough against the herd immunity. Mm-hmm. People starting to get infected like...
Okay. That, again, she then... pushed back Dana Bash, and this led to some very harsh comments from Senator Marco Rubio. I'm not sure what either Dana Bash or Marco Rubio are trying to achieve with this, but here is Dana Bash's comments on CNN. Listen.
I guess my question was about polling. It seemed in that quote to suggest that you were basing your recommendation on polling and what people could accept. Is that not what you meant?
No, I mean, it's a bit of that. I want to encourage the people of the United States and globally to get vaccinated, because as many as we possibly get vaccinated will get closer to herd immunity. So the bottom line is, it's a guesstimate. I gave a range, and I use any discussion like we're having now, Dana, to encourage people to get to that goal of 70-85% of the people vaccinated. That's where we really want to be.
Okay, I can see the thought process here. He was raising the estimate when it looked like it was more realistic to do so. But to give an estimate of 90% or of 85% when it looked like only 50% were even willing to get the vaccination, what I believe he was trying to be sensitive to was not trying to do what was popular, but do what was effective to make sure people actually take the vaccine. It is horrifying to me that there is still a substantial proportion of Americans who seem to be unwilling to get this vaccine. And I would suggest that anything that discourages them from doing that, and when you have Fox News headlining, Rubio says Fauci lied about coronavirus mask guidance in March, as criticism of health official builds. Look, this criticism of health official builds, I don't think that President-elect Biden is likely to terminate Dr. Fauci, who has devoted his whole life to keeping people safe. And the idea that the part of Rubio's tweet was directed at a stark reversal in public health recommendations on masks from the early stages of the pandemic, when there had not been as much research into the virus and the U.S. was facing dire shortages of personal protective equipment. This is Fox News again. Officials have said that a surge in supplies and evolving science, not lies, has led to the change in recommendations on masks. They've also started producing better masks. They know the kind that actually work and can diminish, not make you absolutely safe, but can diminish the risks of contracting the virus. Why wouldn't you want to do that? Surgeon General Jerome Adams in February exhorted Americans to stop buying masks. That was in tweets. Months later, he, Fauci, and other American public health officials were saying that masks are the best way to stop the spread of the disease. Is there some scandal involved with changing focus? And what about changing focus regarding Kwanzaa? President Trump has spoken out about Kwanzaa considerably. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free, 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they're going to make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, President Trump, it turns out, did statements on Kwanzaa, Despite the fact that, Kwanzaa observance actually has been declining, it was reported that way by NPR in 2012. They asked the question, is Kwanzaa still a thing? And I guess now that you have the incoming vice president saying she observed Kwanzaa as a little girl, but President Trump most recently in 2019, I don't believe he did a Kwanzaa announcement this year. President Trump wrote, Melania and I send season's greetings to those observing Kwanzaa, both in the United States and around the world. For more than 50 years, this week-long celebration has been used to honor the heritage and culture of African Americans that they share around the country and worldwide. Every aspect of American life has been enriched by the countless contributions of African Americans. Kwanzaa is an opportunity to foster deeper cultural understanding and build stronger bonds of mutual respect and friendship between all Americans. We hope the light of the Kinara fills your homes with hope and joy, and we send our best wishes for a new year filled with good health and much happiness. And each of the candles on the Kinara is supposed to illustrate one of the seven principles underlying Kwanzaa. Okay, so fine. And where does that take us exactly? Well, it takes us to Jamal Bowman, who I'm sure is celebrating Kwanzaa. He is the radical newly elected member of Congress from New York's 16th District. He knocked off a liberal, but a very patriotic and relatively moderate liberal named Elliot Engel, and beat him in a close primary, but beat him. And so now in this virtually all Democratic district, Jamal Bowman is the new congressman. Dana Bash, again at CNA, asked him, CNN, asked Congressman-elect Bowman, who becomes an official member of Congress on January 3rd, she asked him what he needed to hear from Nancy Pelosi before he would commit to voting for her as Speaker. Because with the declining number of Democrats in the House, and with the real possibility that no Republicans will vote for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker, they'll vote for Kevin McCarthy, that she might have trouble getting the majority of 218 that she needs, because she doesn't have many Democratic votes to spare. Here is what Jamal Bowman said would be the cost of his support for Pelosi. Listen.
When you said organizing with our community, I mean, what do you want to hear from them real quick in order to make your decision on whether Nancy Pelosi should be the Speaker?
We got to bring H.R. 40 to the floor for a vote. We need reparations for the African-American community. We need a federal jobs guarantee. We need Medicare for all.
Thank you.
We need reparations for the African-American community. Most estimates of what those reparations would amount to, at least according to the desires of people like Congressman like Bowman, are about $28 trillion. Not an exaggeration. We need Medicare for all, which is even more than that over a period of time, and a federal jobs guarantee. And failing that, he's not on Nancy Pelosi's side of things. Fascinating. I'll tell you some people who are absolutely not on Nancy Pelosi's side of things. It's a group called The Force, which is featured in a very nice piece of writing over at Politico. We'll post it at our website at michaelmedved.com. And The Force is this newly elected group of Republicans who don't look like your grandmother's Republicans. The four new Congress members who affiliate directly and immediately with The Force are Representative-elect Nicole Malliotakis, whose mother was born in Cuba. She's a Republican in New York. She was just elected in Staten Island. And also Representatives-elect Carlos Jimenez and Maria Elvira Salazar of Florida and Victoria Spartz of Indiana. They are positioning themselves as a conservative counterweight to the Squad. and they're recruiting others in their class to join them. And one of the things they have in common is all of these members of the force, the initial four members, and they also have as potential new members, the representative-elect Young Kim and Michelle Steele of California, both who are Korean immigrants, both female. So you're talking about a total of six members of Congress, not just four, but six, and all of whom have some knowledge, because of their family background, of just how brutal socialism and communism can be. Because certainly anyone from Korea, South Korea, knows the monstrous suffering that was imposed by the invasion of North Korea and the heroic rescue by the United States of America of that country and of their families. And Victoria Sparks of Indiana is actually the first Congress member to have been born behind the Iron Curtain in the old evil Soviet Empire. Now, all of this is very exciting and very important. And let us try to do what we can to make sure that at least some portion of the attention that was just lavished on the Squad, which actually I don't think that attention did Democrats any favors, but some of that apportion, let's pay to members of Congress like Congresswoman Sparks and Salazar and Kim and Steele. Why not? And certainly a positive development. Speaking of positive developments, there's an excellent and very reassuring piece. It's the most balanced piece I've read on this. It's by Scott Gottlieb, who is a former head of the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, under President Trump. He's now with the American Enterprise Institute. And he says, regarding the future of the pandemic, next year will still require caution, but fear of COVID won't dominate life after the winter recedes. He means this winter. Prevalence will decline sharply in the spring and summer. The virus may reemerge in the fall, but it can be a manageable threat with the right precautions. If we are prudent, next fall could look like an especially virulent flu season in which the vaccines are a poor match. Most of the activities Americans enjoy will resume, though some will require precautions. That starts with changes in the way people go to work. It should be frowned upon to come to work sick and try to brave out a cold. Testing for flu and COVID will be widespread with home tests. Many people may still prefer to wear masks in public venues, but they won't be required. It doesn't sound so terrible. It sounds like we should have hope for the year ahead. And how do we get strength in that hope? By looking at some of our past. Damon Root joins us moments from now.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden is bashing the Trump administration for not giving his team information on national security.
We just aren't getting all the information that we need from the outgoing administration in key national security areas. It's nothing short, in my view, of irresponsibility.
During remarks in Delaware, Biden singled out leadership at the Department of Defense and Office of Management and Budget for throwing up roadblocks. The House set to vote on Monday on $2,000 direct payments to eligible Americans. If it does pass in the House, it then heads to the Senate, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calling on President Trump to get Republicans on board.
Today I am telling Donald Trump, don't just talk about it, act. These Senate Republicans have followed you through thick and thin. Get them now to act and support the $2,000 check.
USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Michael Medved Show, Damon Root, who is a senior editor and a columnist at Reason Magazine, which is a libertarian-leaning and very provocative publication almost every single month. But he has written a terrific book, which I thoroughly enjoyed, and it's one of those books you can pick up and you will be motivated to keep reading. An Intellectual Adventure. The title of the book is A Glorious Liberty, Frederick Douglass and the Flight for an Anti-Slavery Constitution. And I should make clear that written in the Constitution, that was never in doubt. What is in question here is how you understand it. And Frederick Douglass was determined not to attack the Constitution, as so many people do today, as a pro-slavery document, but to actually look at the Constitution in a different way and as a tool that would play an indispensable role in winning the ultimate abolition of slavery. Damon Root, congratulations on the book.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for having me on.
It's a great pleasure. Why is this book going to resonate with people with such special force and relevance right now?
Well, the book is sort of unexpectedly timely. I thought I was writing a history book first and foremost, but just in the past year or so, there's been a kind of a roiling national debate about the meaning of the Constitution's entanglements with slavery, whether it should be just sort of tossed aside and and pass over, and whether it still has something meaningful to say in the ongoing fight for civil rights. And I think that Frederick Douglass spent years studying and poring over the Constitution and really grappling with what it meant, and what it meant for the anti-slavery cause. And he came to the conclusion that the Constitution was a glorious liberty document, is what he called it, and that interpreted as it ought to be interpreted would be a weapon in the hands of the abolitionists in the fight against slavery.
And one of the things you do in the book is you acknowledge those portions of the Constitution that obliquely refer to slavery, even though the word slave or slavery, those words are never mentioned in the Constitution. But you talk about this struggle between two fascinating figures, and they make your book so exciting to read about. One being Frederick Douglass, born into slavery in Maryland, didn't even know who his father was. It was assumed that his father was some white guy, hardly knew his own mother. He talked about his own experience being brutalized as a slave and then became one of the most famous people worldwide in the 19th century simply because of his eloquence, having taught himself how to read while still in slavery and having escaped slavery when he was 19. But he was initially a partner and then an adversary of William Lloyd Garrison, who gave 35 years of his life in the struggle to free the slaves. What was the key point of difference between them?
Garrison calls the Constitution a covenant with death and an agreement with hell. He says it's dripping with human blood because he sees it as a pro-slavery compact. And Garrison, in fact, thought that the northern states should secede from the Union, should leave the slaveholding United States. No union with slaveholders. That was the banner that adorned the Liberator, which is Garrison's abolitionist newspaper. And Frederick Douglass, for the first 10 years of his career in the anti-slavery movement, he is a self-described disciple of William Lloyd Garrison's. He said that Garrison spoke to him, and the two of them had an incredible partnership. They would go on the road together and preach the abolitionist message, sometimes to friendly crowds, sometimes to very hostile crowds that would attack them. And they really worked hand to hand. But Douglass came to have questions about Garrison's view of the Constitution as pro-slavery. And one thing that Douglass says in around 1847 is that John C. Calhoun, the pro-slavery theorist from South Carolina, and William Lloyd Garrison, they both look at the Constitution and see the same thing, that it's pro-slavery. And Douglass started to see something different, and he started to study constitutional text, history, interpretation. He started to read the writings of many of the founding fathers and people at the framing who had a lot of misgivings about slavery. They thought slavery was something that was a necessary evil but was going to be disappearing. They didn't quite realize some of the economic changes that were going to keep slavery around longer. And so Douglass starts to discover a number of anti-slavery principles that are right there at the founding and taps into that. And then, of course, just the words of something like the Declaration of Independence, all men are created equal, born with unalienable rights. I mean, slavery cannot stand against something like that if you take those words seriously. And so that's what Douglass did. He took the Declaration at its word. He took the Constitution at its word. And you find that they are tremendous weapons for the anti-slavery cause.
When you look at Douglass, and one of the things your book emphasizes is that his interest in liberty was broad. In general, he was a very early advocate for women's suffrage, and he cared very much about women's rights as well. What is it that some of the people on the left who try to purge us of statues, right? Why would they attack memorials, and they have on several occasions, of Frederick Douglass, former slave who dedicated his life to liberty?
I've never understood that exactly, why Douglass's statues were defaced. I've never seen a good explanation for that. I mean, one thing that you do find in Douglass's writings is a deep commitment to liberalism in the 19th century liberalism, classic, people might call it classical liberalism today. So some of the ideas of John Locke and people like that, where self-ownership and economic freedom and property rights, they are part of the conception of liberty that Douglass devotes himself to, and he sees all of those things as essential to ending slavery and to spreading liberty for all Americans, regardless of race or gender. And so it is the case that there are modern voices on the left who have don't like that aspect of Douglass's thinking. I don't know if that has anything to do with the statues or not, but certainly he's been criticized by left-wing intellectuals for being one left-wing historian sort of described Douglass as having a social Darwinist views, regrettable social Darwinist views on some issues, because 19th century liberalism was very much the ideas of John Locke. And one of the things I argue in the book is that Douglass, you know, we don't think of him this way, we tend not to, but he's actually one of the most important proponents of Lockean liberalism in the 19th century, and that's one of his contributions to American political and intellectual thought.
And he was also a great American patriot. He, like Dr. King, he felt that using love for America and for the principles on which the country was founded could only help getting the country to live up to those principles more effectively. And that includes his defense of the Constitution, which is brilliantly and stirringly presented in really a wonderful book, A Glorious Liberty, it's called. The subtitle, Frederick Douglass and the Fight for an Anti-Slavery Constitution. The author is Damon Root of Reason Magazine. The book will be posted at our website. Damon, last question, and very quickly. If Frederick Douglass had one thing to say to contemporary leaders of the black community, what do you think it would be?
Oh boy, you know, I don't ever want to try to get in the mind of someone from the past too much and try to speak for them. I mean, I think one thing that Douglass always said and stood for was that America was founded on great ideas, but we need to live up to them. And I think that's a message. Live up to the principles of the founding, live up to the Constitution, live up to the Declaration.
It is a always timely message. The book, again, A Glorious Liberty. Congratulations, Damon Root. When we come back, what's going on in the battle for Georgia? There's so much dependent on it. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and the culture are in chaos. Our traditional foundations are under attack. And we're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with the stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with the first arrival of slaves. One organization that resists this sort of nonsense and that proudly holds true to the nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website, faithandfreedom.com, and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike? And see our friend Paul Kenger's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. You can find all of this and much more at the website for the Institute of Faith and Freedom. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner, the Institute for Faith and Freedom.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show. We just have a few days left with our special drive for Next Generation Ministries, changing Uganda one person at a time. Why care so much about this struggling African nation so far away? Because even people with all kinds of reservations, and I would be one of them, about foreign aid given by government, given by tax money, this kind of charity that can change lives, private charity, willful giving, makes such a tremendous difference. And I've been very gratified by the response so far. Your gift to Next Generation Ministries can feed a hungry child for a week with a gift of $10. If you go up to $40 or even $40 a month, that means you're feeding a hungry child for a month. That's an amazing opportunity. Click on the banner at our website. It takes you only moments to give your donation. Click on the banner at michaelmedved.com. And particularly in a season where the political fundraising is just out of control, one of the things that's happening down in Georgia, which will determine the future of the U.S. Senate and to some extent the future of the country, is that the Democrats are outraising the Republicans. They are. I mean, it's just an unbelievable amount of money for these runoff elections. Both of the Democratic candidates, Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, have raised over $100 million, and they have tons of money in hand. But the Republican candidates have a secret weapon, is it? Ivanka Trump went down to Georgia to campaign for Kelly Loeffler, who apparently is a friend of hers, and to campaign for Senator David Perdue, the Republican incumbents. And Ivanka said this. This is clip two.
Amazing to be back here in this incredible state of Georgia. We must send David and Kelly back to the Senate to protect American democracy. Georgia, we're the firewall. This is the battleground for the entire country. That's why we are going to hold the line. We need you to get out and vote early. If you vote early, don't
kind of America are we going to leave to our children and our grandchildren? We have got to stand in the breach and hold the line against socialism.
If Ossoff and Warnock win Georgia, Democrats will gain control of the U.S. Senate and they will enact the most radical socialist agenda in American history. Georgia will keep freedom alive in America. Together, we will reclaim America's future. We will build our nation to even greater heights. And we will keep America great.
Okay, it's a stirring ad. It's well done. The problem that Loeffler and Perdue face right now is the Senate is going to be probably passing on this question of increasing the amount of relief money that is sent to every American home. And look, it's a pretty popular suggestion. If you're telling people, okay, the president has already signed a bill, we now have a bill that authorizes $600 per individual, per adult, and an additional $600 for children who are dependent children below the age of 18. How does it sound if we bump that up to $2,000? Which is exactly what the Democrats say they want to do. The problem is that President Trump decided to make this disagreement that he had with the bill that was there, make that disagreement known not before they had negotiated a bill and voted on it, but he actually called this bill a disgrace that both Loeffler and Perdue had voted for. It's a very difficult position they're in, because if their entire line, and it's an appropriate line and it's a good line, is stop socialism in America, if their line is that, then how does it work if they say, yeah, but we want to send an extra $1,400 per person and borrow money to do it and to push government ever deeper and deeper in debt and to spend more and more money sending money to people, including people who may not need it, because not everybody does. This is a point that Senator Pat Toomey, strong Republican conservative, well, unfortunately is going to be leaving the Senate, but he made that point, and I think it's extremely well taken, is that part of the problem here is the benefits that President Trump wants to increase this to 4,000 a couple earning $150,000. $150,000, that's a pretty okay household income, right? That couple, even if they've had no interruptions, they haven't lost their jobs, they've been able to work from home, whatever they've done, that couple would still get under the Trump plan that is now supported by Democrats, but by Republicans not so much, they would get a total of $4,000, even without children. That's a lot of money. And again, if you're going to help people, and helping people is very important at a time like this, clearly it should be more targeted. In any event, what are Loeffler and Perdue supposed to say about this? It's a very, very difficult situation, because they can either agree with President Trump, who apparently is going to be coming to Georgia this coming weekend again, right after New Year's. The election is January 5th, so it's incredibly close. And one of the things that I think that both campaigns, the Perdue and the Loeffler campaign, are glad of is that they've had so much early voting, like close to 2 million people voting in Georgia already. And that means that they are less likely to be impacted by this spat between Mitch McConnell and the president. Meanwhile, is the an epic struggle or just a spat in the new movie WW84? And if you don't know what WW means, it means Wonder Woman. This has been one of the most eagerly awaited. It's already one of the most financially successful movies of the year. Does it deserve all that success? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
3 years after the wildly successful Wonder Woman, the magnetic star Gal Gadot and the director co-writer Patty Jenkins are back with Wonder Woman 1984, playing in theaters and streaming on HBO Max, in which the superheroine's boyfriend Chris Pine, who died in the first film, is back somehow to help with a series of new adventures.
I'm not so keen on this one. I figure you are, but you know what? I'm ready to go.
I think we can do better.
And they certainly could do better than this sorry sequel, which drags on for 2 hours and 34 minutes and turns Wonder Woman into Blunder Woman. The villain, played by Pedro Pascal, is too pathetic to seem formidable, and the always interesting Kristen Wiig is absolutely wasted. Rated PG-13 for the kind of comic book violence you'd expect, and a few sex references. 1.5 stars for Wonder Woman 1984. It may not be the worst movie of the year, but it's one of the most disappointing. Now, that doesn't mean that people aren't going to continue going to see it in theaters. And you've got to be glad about that, because obviously, wouldn't it be nice if theaters survived and opened up again? Right now, only about a third, a little bit more than a third, 35% of American theaters are open. And the movie has some scenes that are spectacular to look at. But I think in terms of being a satisfying experience, as the first film was, this one doesn't deliver. One of the mysteries about it to me that I was totally unable to figure out is, what's the point of setting it in 1984? I don't get it. So they can recycle 80s music and 80s styles and parachute pants. I don't really think that's what people are going to see in this case. In any event, who knows what time period they will set the third Wonder Woman film. They're already talking about it because this one has been successful enough. Speaking of successful enough, poor Mike Pence. He is the man of the hour. He is being sued by conservatives, very outspoken conservatives, and he's being pushed by leftists to take a strike against President Trump. He won't do that, I don't think. Why is Pence in the hot seat? We will tell you next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.